This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين والطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اكتبنا منهم آمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم زدنا علما ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send the best of salah and salam on our beloved noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family and his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in useful knowledge, knowledge that makes us closer to Him. Give us the tawfiq to act on that knowledge, amalan, and to open our hearts to receive the true meanings of His kalam, His words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make what is said today a means of success for us and our children in this dunya and hereafter. Inshallah, we are going to continue Surah Luqman, which we started last week. And we have now come to ayah number 12, and we are going to, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us, study from 12 to 19, which is the advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son. We briefly mentioned that Luqman alayhi salam was not a messenger or a prophet, but he was a man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certified as being hakim, having hikmah and wisdom. And we'll talk about that briefly. And that he was of African descent, probably in the area of Sudan, what was called Nubia. He was Nubian between Ethiopia and Egypt in that area. And he was a slave, but he was given wisdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named a whole chapter, a whole surah in the Quran after him, and has permanently recorded his conversation with his son, like we have with our children, in the Quran. So inshallah, we'll start with ayah number 12. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. First, this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed very special blessing on Luqman alayhi salam called hikmah. So the rough translation of this is, and indeed we bestowed wisdom on Luqman and commanded him, be grateful to Allah, for he who is grateful is only grateful for his own benefit. As for the one who is ungrateful, then know that Allah is self-sufficient, ever praised. So firstly, we have to know that wisdom, if we are wise in some way, it is not something that we should be proud about, because it's not something that we earned or learned. This is bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing like everything else, like intelligence and inner beauty and outer, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the one who he calls Hakim to be grateful, to be in shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gratitude, shukr concept is going to come over and over again. We are an ummah of shukr. We should always be in shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said before, last time, that the word hikmah has been used almost 20 different times in different ways in the Quran to convey wisdom, knowledge, reasoning, forbearance, hilm, patience, sabr. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been called hikmah, and so on and so forth. So in brief, hikmah is to know knowledge, and the intellect to understand and apply that knowledge correctly by acting in a manner that leads to the greatest benefit for all concerned. So it maximizes goodness in every situation for everyone while acting within the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no wisdom that violates the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who is wise takes into consideration all the consequences of an action, what the pros are, what the cons are, what's going to happen. And simply speaking, hikmah is to know what to say, when to say, where to say, how much to say, and how to say it. Okay? So what is it? What to say, when to say it, where, in what situation to say it, how much to say, and how to say it. That is wisdom. And the ultimate hikmah is to know the Creator and the creation, and to give each one its right in the proper way, in the correct proportion, putting everything in its proper place. And the peak of hikmah is to know and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be grateful to Him. Therefore, in brief, Alhamdulillah is the height of wisdom. And one of the wisest people mentioned in the Quran is our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Ibrahim alayhi salam? Shakiran li an'umihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Ibrahim, shakiran, was utterly grateful for Allah's blessings. So Allah chose him and guided him to the right path. And hikmah indeed is, wisdom is indeed a great blessing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Which means, Allah gives hikmah to who He wants, as He wants. And whoever has been given hikmah has been indeed granted abundance of good. He's been blessed with a great privilege. But none realize this except people who have understanding. So where do we seek wisdom and hikmah? There is an abundance of hikmah in our treasure trove of the Quran and the Sunnah and the words of our sages, our wise people, such as Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman alayhi salam's teaching us how to go about life in a meaningful way that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving these instructions to his son. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the gift of wisdom and understanding based on the revealed scriptures that were available to him at that time. Okay? Because you will listen to the teaching of Salah and Tawheed and, you know, Sabr and Nahi anil Munkar, Amr bil Maruf, all of that. So in light of his wisdom of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of his life, he gives this advice. And it is manifested in his shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. He acknowledges the sifat, the attributes of Allah and his favors, and shows gratitude by using these favors in the right way. One of his favors was wisdom. So he uses his wisdom to convey a message to his children and to all of mankind. So imagine, as we said, this is a man who was a slave in the dunya. And yet he is showing his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even in that state. Because he realizes what we say frequently, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah. So he knows, even though Allah has given control of my life in the dunya in some man's hand, I belong to Allah. He is my master. And indeed to him we will return. So the first lesson for us is gratitude. Shukr. That's the first lesson that we all have to learn. We cannot be complainers. Don't complain about things, anything. So 95 degrees today, it'll be 100 degrees tomorrow. Alhamdulillah. Allah is telling us it's only 100 degrees. Do you know what the temperature in hellfire is? See, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the recipe to stay away from that heat. Alhamdulillah. And it will also end. Rain will come one day. So be in a state of gratitude. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever shows gratitude does it for their own benefit, because our gratitude does not help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Allah is in no need of his ibad, of his servants. If we all worshipped him and obeyed him and showed gratitude, it's not going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any greater. And if all of mankind became kafir, ungrateful, it does not diminish Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, he is al-ghani. Al-ghani means one who is free of all needs, free of all things, all people. He is above any needs. He is independent, and only Allah is al-ghani. And he is al-hamid. He is the one who is praised in and by himself. In other words, if nobody praises him, he is still al-hamid. That sifat of his does not change. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you praise me and you show gratitude to me, it's for your benefit, because you will get the reward of it. So again, reminder that we all need to be always grateful for what we have, for the things we have, the opportunities we have, the relationships we have, the conditions that come our way, material, spiritual, metaphysical. And also we need to be grateful for what Allah has protected us from. We don't know what kinds of, you know, just yesterday two people were crossing the road in East Hampton and they were killed by a car. How much protection, how much Allah protects us that we don't know we've been protected from. Some of us have experienced Wallahi al-Azim, where there was nothing, Allah's intervention came and you experienced it, you identified it, you knew. So we should always be thankful. And how do we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we show thankfulness? By acknowledging his favors in everything that we possess, everything that we achieve, every talent that we have, every success we celebrate, every meaningful relationship that we are in, whether it's with our parents, with our children, with our friends, with our spouses or siblings, everything is from Allah. We show gratitude by thanking him, by being just in all of these relationships, by using everything that Allah gives us in a way that he intended for us to use it, and that which pleases him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if we are grateful, what will happen? He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Indeed, Allah has announced, he has proclaimed that if you are grateful, you show thankfulness to Allah, he will increase you in his blessings. And the opposite, وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you are ungrateful, you deny his favor, just remember that Allah's punishment is indeed severe. Now, part of our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to show gratitude to people, such as our host today, such as the people who are attending, and so on and so forth. Since the people are the means that Allah uses to deliver his blessings to us, like our parents, like our friends, like our teachers. So the way this is structured, it is not exclusive. Gratitude to Allah means thank Allah and whatever else, whoever else needs to be thanked. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, he says, لا يشكر الله من لا يشكر الناس. That the one who does not thank people has not truly thanked Allah. Because Allah creates all of these means. Now, the advice of Luqman alayhi salam to his son in his gratitude, and part of the gratitude of Luqman alayhi salam is to convey to his son as his inheritance this wisdom of what he needs to do. And so this advice is timeless, and this is something that we all need to study over and over again. My session is a little long, but it's still very brief compared to what this deserves. And just imagine, this advice of a slave to his son is read by millions of people every single day in the world, and will continue to be read till the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. Look at the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real master, bestowed on his slave. It's just seven brief verses. Now, this is the nature of the wisdom, this is the nature of the Quran. In a few words, there are oceans of you know, to learn of information, not just information, of true knowledge. And it has been immortalized in this wise advice of Luqman alayhi salam. There are 10 major components of this advice, and from each of those, there are many branches that you can take, and it becomes much more elaborate if you go into that. And just remember that this advice was given, you know, a few thousand years ago, and it is still applicable and can be followed today and till the day of judgment for any parent wanting to raise a child in the light of Islam. And if all the parents implemented Luqman alayhi salam's advice, then they would be leaving behind a beautiful legacy in their children. And this is the best gift that a parent can give their child. And there is no need to worry about the fate of this child in the hereafter, because through this advice, they have been shown the path to paradise. Now, this is general advice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have just said that Luqman gave this advice. But he specifies, without naming him, that he gave this advice to his son. What does that teach us?
Its importance.
The parental responsibility. That there is a responsibility. The children have rights, and there is a responsibility of the parents to teach the children. And this is to remind us of the duties as parents, so that we may not be negligent in this great responsibility. And how many of us are guilty of this negligence? Because we choose frequently, myself included, probably the worst, instead to focus on providing material things, toys, play, entertainment. This is what we spend. My child should have this. Does he have the latest phone? Does he have this? What sport he's playing? Where I'm taking him? What he's... But we ignore a lot of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us to the right way. Ayah number 13. Here is where the words of Luqman starts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيِّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Which means, and remember, when, just think of what that means. Luqman said to his son while he was advising him, okay, ya'idhuhu, to give wa'ad. And he addressed him by saying, ya bunay, which is a term of endearment, meaning, oh my dear son, the first piece of advice, join not in worship other than Allah. Because verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great dhulm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, by starting it in this way, is again drawing a verbal picture of us. Now imagine a father and a son, a man and a child of a certain age, perhaps walking together, perhaps walking on the beach, perhaps walking somewhere, or just sitting together privately. Now imagine this bonding, parent, son and child, spending time with him. When that child, he says, id, when that child means has become old enough to understand, Allah, Luqman alayhi salam, gives him an age-appropriate advice. Okay, something that he would understand. So he's educating him, he's counseling him, he's advising him by his own words and his own actions. Luqman alayhi salam is setting an example. So he addresses his son, as we said, Ya Bunayi. Ya Bunayi is a very special term in Arabic of extreme endearment. He doesn't call him Ya Hashim, Ya Muhammad, whatever his name was. He doesn't say Ya Ibni, oh my son. Ya Bunayi is a special term of endearment, which literally means my dear tender little son, the one who has to be taken care of, who needs my protective instincts. And this is to make him feel even closer to him, to stress that familial bond between the father and the child and the closeness to him. And by this address, he gains the attention of that child. Oh, my father. You know, it's like he puts his arms around me and he's telling me this, showing his love and concern, that what he is going to tell him is going to be for my benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has recorded father and son conversations elsewhere. For example, conversation between Yaqub alayhi salam and his sons. Specific conversation between Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. And what does Yaqub alayhi salam address Yusuf alayhi salam? He says, Qala ya bunay, la taqsus ru'yaka. O my beloved son. Same, ya bunay, don't tell this story to your brothers. What you saw in your dream. Similarly, we have the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the words, and Ismail alayhi salam, a father and son conversation. What is the conversation? Qala ya bunay, inni ara fil manami anni adbahuka fandhur madha tara. Oh my beloved son, I saw in my dream that I'm sacrificing you. Imagine, first telling him ya bunay and telling him this. And then what does he say? Fanzur matara. So tell me, what do you think? He's not imposing it, but just so I was just wanted to say that these conversations that Allah has recorded, just imagine what is being recorded of our conversations that we have had with our children. What tones we have used, what words we have used, what we have stressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So again, this when also implies that Luqman alayhi salam chooses the right time, the right moment, the right opportunity, when he has his attention to deliver the advice, and not at a time where it might be ignored or rejected. It's a child, and we deal with that. Sometimes you have a child, you want to tell them something, and he is busy with something else. He is not in the mood to listen. In fact, he might ignore you, or he might even say no. So what is hikmah? Don't present that advice at that time. Postpone it for a better opportune moment, because it will be recorded. Do you want the angels to record for your son that he says, no, I'm not going to do this, I don't care? Do you want that recorded for your child? Therefore, have rahmah on the children. When you see they are not in that moment where they would be very receptive to something like this, don't say it. Okay. There is khair in that.